With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Winter storm watches have been issued for parts of New York, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Ohio for the next few days. National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Mitchell says the next storm system will bring heavy wind.
With that front, it's going to bring some strong wind gusts up to 45 miles an hour, especially as the front comes through. And the snow that does come down will come down, could drop the visibility to a quarter mile or less.
Snow totals since Thanksgiving in some places are nearing 6 feet. Also at SRNNews.com, Senator Joe Manchin is calling on President Biden to pardon President Trump. Bob Agnew reports.
The independent West Virginia senator told CNN now that President Biden has pardoned his own son, he should also pardon President-elect Donald Trump. He says his advice to Biden would have been, quote, "Why don't you go ahead and pardon Donald Trump for all his charges?" Trump made history in 2024 by becoming the first former president to become a convicted felon and, as a convicted felon, to run for and win re-election. Bob Agner reporting.
President Biden currently in Angola, the first sitting American president to visit the Southwest African nation. Delta Airlines will fly the woman who stowed away on a flight to Paris back to New York Wednesday. This comes after the airline initially refused to fly the woman to the U.S. on Tuesday. The woman passed through multiple security checkpoints at JFK Airport in New York to board a plane to Paris last week. Authorities are still investigating how she was able to board without a ticket. The Supreme Court is discussing the FDA's actions on flavored vapes. They talked about whether the agency acted unfairly in a decision to stop two companies from marketing their e-cigarette products with flavors. This is SRN News. The Christmas wars are heating up in Iowa.
Last year in the city of Toledo, some atheists managed to get a nativity scene at the local firehouse taken down. This year, members of Solid Rock Church are firing back. Iowa News Now reports that the church has set up a large nativity outside the sanctuary that includes an image of King Herod, which bears the word atheist. This has prompted local atheists to complain that the church is, quote, taking things too far, but there are no plans to modify the display. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
For the first time in U.S. history, a female attorney posing as a man is arguing before the Supreme Court. Chase Strangio is representing families who are fighting a Tennessee law that bars doctors from giving kids drugs to help them appear as the opposite sex. The justices are not expected to reveal their decision in the case until sometime next summer. This is SRN News. President-elect Trump accepts an invitation from France.
It's a grand reopening he couldn't resist. Donald Trump says he'll attend the celebration for the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris this weekend, his first foreign trip since winning the presidential election. About 50 heads of state are expected at the high-security affair, which follows a devastating fire in 2019 and 5 years of reconstruction on the landmark site. Trump made the announcement in a post on his Truth Social site. French President Emmanuel Macron was quick to congratulate Trump on his November election before the race was even called. Last weekend, Trump announced he intends to nominate Charles Kushner, the father of Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner, to serve as ambassador to France. I'm Jennifer King.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams says he'll cooperate with ICE under certain circumstances to deport illegal immigrants. At a Tuesday news conference, Adams said that he wants to see illegal immigrants who rape, commit robberies, or shoot at police officers be deported. More details at SRNNews.com.